Chatting here with former Broncos safety John Lynch, who just got selected into the Broncos Ring of Fame. Thank you so much for joining us. What was the phone call like when you found out?
Well, it was pretty special. You know, every time got to fix my phone, because every time I get a phone call from the Denver Broncos, it shows up as Patrick Smythe.
Uh-oh,
Patrick,
that's not...
I go way back to our days in Tampa. Patrick's first week in the NFL was actually our Super Bowl week in San Diego as a member of the Buccaneers, and he came on as an intern. So he and I talked quite often, but when it showed up, I'm saying, "Hey, Patrick." And next thing you know, it's Joe Ellis 30 seconds later going, "John, it's Joe." And then he gave me the great news. So it was a welcome surprise. And boy, that news was, it floored me. It really did. I did not know that they were voting on it. I did not know that I was up for it. And so to get that totally out of the blue was very special.
When you look back at your 4 years here in Denver, what are some of the more memorable games or plays that stick out for you?
Yeah, you know, I think the most memorable game was in the divisional round, beating the New England Patriots, giving Tom Brady his first playoff loss. The stadium was rocking that night. There was just a... It felt like the old Mile High Stadium. I mean, the place was shaking, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, we got real close that year. We had Pittsburgh the next week, and unfortunately, we couldn't pull it off. But that was a special year, and I refer to that as the one that got away. You can't lose those. So that still hurts, but that was special. It was always special for me coming back to San Diego to play as a member of the Broncos, because it's where I was raised. It's where I grew up watching the Chargers. So that always held a special place in my heart.
And you, of course, have a close relationship with John Elway nowadays, even with the Stanford connection there. But I remember you told a story about your first game with John playing on the other side there.
Yeah, you know, that was in preseason, my very first year in Tampa. It was the very first game I ever played. You know, the story goes, John wanting to take care of a Stanford guy. I started that game, and like on the third play, he looks over and he goes, "Red 98, Johnny Lynch." You know, everybody in the huddle came back and said, "Buddy, you know John Elway?" And I acted like I was big time. So he made me smile. He made me laugh. We talked after the game, and it just kind of speaks to the guy that John is. In the midst of a preseason game, he was going to get his three plays, but he was going to do his best to make me feel comfortable out on the field.
So you get the Ring of Fame here, also the Ring of Fame in Tampa Bay. Next step for you, Hall of Fame now? Is that what you're hoping here?
Well, that sure would be nice. It's this is already making for a special, special year in Tampa. They've of late had a tradition with my other two teammates, Warren Sapp and Derek Brooks, of putting them in the Ring of Honor the year after they went into the Hall of Fame. I've joked with them that they got tired of waiting on the Hall of Fame for me. So they said, "We're going to get this thing done in reverse order." But I tell you and I think it just kind of happened, but for it to happen in the same year, and they'll happen, I think the games that they're discussing will be less than a month apart. So be a special year, a special month. And I always tell people, you don't have a lot of time as a football player to reflect back on what you were able to do on the field and what your teams were able to do, because you're always looking forward to the next year. But this, again, has given me pause with both organizations to be able to do that.
Looking at the Hall of Fame, do you ever get concerned about the lack of respect that the safety position gets when it comes to getting selected into the Hall of Fame?
I frankly get a little frustrated with it. I know some of the voters, and I always say, "Hey, I'm not going to get upset about my candidacy, but I do about the position, because I think there's an injustice if safeties aren't getting in, because I think the safety position is so important in today's football. In the playoff time, Super Bowls, you always look, and the safety seems to be very involved in the game. And I think it's because of the versatility of the position. You play all over the field. You play in the back end as the last line of defense. You can play up as a linebacker. You can cover tight ends. You can rush the passer. And so I think for many reasons. First of all, that takes a very skilled player, an instinctive player who can do a lot of different things. Number two, at one point, I think the position was what its namesake is, safety. You were just kind of a safe player who picked up the trash, but now that's not the case. You're very involved in the game. You changed the course of games. And as a result, I think that needs to be reflected in the Hall of Fame. And so I'm pulling for myself, guys like Steve Atwater. There's a younger group of guys that are going to be coming in, and Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu. Someone needs to bust that door down, and I would love to be the guy to do that.
Well, we're all certainly hoping that you are that guy around here. Since your playing days, of course, you've been enjoying a successful career in broadcasting with Fox.
Yeah, and that's been fun. I love it. I really do. You get a chance to stay involved with the game that I love so much, and you really get to see it from a unique perspective. When I played, I knew really well how the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did things, how the Denver Broncos did. But you really get to take a look at the entire league, and you get to hear and sit down in meetings with the greatest players in the league, the greatest coaches in the league, and hear what they feel makes for a successful team. So it's really intriguing. It's fascinating to me. And my hope is just to be able to tell the people what a great game football is. And in particular today, football's kind of, it's under attack because of some of the health issues. But I know it is a great game. I think you can't overlook those, but I know it is a great game that's given a lot to a lot of people, including myself. So I love being able to share my love and knowledge for the game with people.
Is Fox going to let you get away for a weekend to come out and enjoy the celebration here?
Oh, I can't wait to enjoy this in the celebration with Jason Elam, a guy who I played with in my time in Denver, Simon Fletcher, a guy who I admired, always seemed to be around the quarterback. And so it's going to be special not only to go in, but to go in with that class. And, it's already talking to Joe Ellis and Patrick Smythe. They're going to make it special, and it's going to be a special weekend. And I really look forward to it.
Well, we're all certainly looking forward to it, and I'm sure that Patrick appreciates the shout out here. So thanks for joining us and taking some time with us today.
Thanks a lot, Phil. Okay.
That's former Broncos safety John Lynch joining us as he's recently selected into the Ring of Fame.